This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Look at the circumstance we're in right now. Here we are. It's Ramadan. The masjids are closed. We can't go to community iftars. We can barely see our families. We're in this lockdown. There's uncertainty. There's fear. What does all of this mean? You know, a lot of us are very confused. Is this Allah's anger? Is this Allah punishing us for something? And so what we have to do is put this into perspective. First, let's look at what Allah says in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that sometimes He allows us to taste a lesser affliction before the greater affliction. Okay, so here Allah has explained that there are two types of afflictions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that there is a lesser affliction and there is a greater affliction. Now, what is the difference between them? The lesser affliction is intended to wake people up. It's not intended to destroy. It's not intended to punish. It's actually intended to bring us back, to wake us up, to make us realize that, whoa, you know, like, imagine that your house is on fire, right? How are you going to know that your house is on fire initially? Before you see, you know, the fire in front of your eyes, you're going to know that your house is on fire because you have a smoke alarm that goes off and it beeps, right? Now that smoke alarm is intended as a warning. It's a wake-up call. It's telling you, sort yourself out before your house burns down, right? That's the purpose of an alarm, is that it's telling you, and it recognizes there's smoke, and then it goes off and it tells you, take out this fire before it burns your house down, okay? This is the same concept. Allah sends us afflictions that are lesser in nature in order to wake us up, like a smoke detector, like a smoke alarm, and to allow us to address the fire before it burns our house down. Right. So this is how we have to view what is happening around us, is that these are actually mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in disguise. If you look at the smoke detector, that's actually a mercy for you. I know smoke detectors are really annoying when they go off, right? It's like a really obnoxious sound. But that obnoxious sound is actually a mercy for you. Why? Because it's telling you that there's something you need to fix in your house, right? And if you don't fix it, your house is going to burn down. Similarly, there's a lot of stuff we need to fix inside ourselves. There's a lot of stuff we need to fix in the way we treat people. There's a lot of stuff we need to fix in terms of how we interact with our families, in terms of how we interact with God, in terms of the stuff that's in our hearts. There's a lot that we need to fix. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to have this wake-up call so that we can fix it before it's too late. And this is the difference between the lesser affliction, al-'adhab al-adna, and the greater affliction, al-'adhab al-akbar. Al-'adhab al-akbar is an affliction that comes to wipe out a nation, right? This is the ending, right? This is like what happened to Pharaoh at the end of his life. Even though Allah sent actually lesser afflictions to Pharaoh in order to give him a chance as well to wake up and to fix himself, but he didn't. He refused every single one. And so what happened is at the very end, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the Red Sea to drown him, that was the greater affliction. That was Adhab al-Akbar, because he couldn't come back from it. And so the lesser affliction, the smoke detector in my analogy, it gives us an opportunity to come back, to repent, to fix ourselves. It's like an opportunity right now. It's a pause. And then on top of it, Allah gives us Ramadan, right? And it's a pause so that we can look at our lives and we can look at ourselves and we can ask, what needs to change? What do I need to fix? Have I abandoned the Quran? Have I not kept the ties of kinship? Have I not been good to my parents? Have I not been keeping up my responsibilities? How have I been treating people? And wait a minute, do I have diseases internally that are now becoming manifested? For example, selfishness, right? A lot of people are becoming exposed, not just to the world, not to others necessarily, but to themselves, that like this knee-jerk reaction that when there's a scarcity, nefsi, nefsi, myself, myself, that people want to hoard for themselves. That's an indication of a disease internally of selfishness, right? Are we thinking of others, or are we just simply wanting to covet for ourselves? So these are all things that the circumstance allows us to see so that we can rectify,